This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission of India has launched the second round of its Special Intensive Revision Exercise SIR today, covering 9 states and 3 union territories with a combined electorate of around 51 crore. The SIR will continue until December the 4th and the draft electoral rolls will be released on December the 9th, followed by the final publication on February 7th, 2026. This is the 9th such revision since independence, the last one having taken place between 2002 and 2004. The new phase includes the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Among these, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and West Bengal are due for assembly elections in 2026. This marks the second phase of the SIR following its implementation in Bihar, where the final electoral roll containing nearly 7.42 crore names was published on September the 30th. Under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot initiative, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming discussion, noting that women are contributing with great dedication to ensure the victory of the BJP-NDA alliance in the Bihar Assembly elections. He further emphasized that their active participation in the campaign is strengthening the journey of democratic process in Bihar. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 20th convocation of Kumaon University in Nainital today, on the third day of her visit to Uttarakhand. During the ceremony, medals will be awarded to students at the undergraduate and postgraduate levels. The president will also visit and offer prayers at the Neem Karoli Baba's ashram, Kanchi Dham, in Nainital this morning. Kanchi Dham Temple management said due to the president's visit, devotees have been urged to come to the temple only after 12 noon today. Israel's Foreign Affairs Minister Gideon Saar, who is currently on a visit to India, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. The Ministry of External Affairs said India and Israel share a strategic partnership and the bilateral political relations between both countries are warm and forward-looking. In the year 2022-23, the two countries jointly celebrated 30 years of the elevation of bilateral ties to full diplomatic relations. The ministry said the civilizational relations between the countries date back more than 2 millennia. India has sent 10,000 doses of rabies vaccine and 2,000 vials of rabies immunoglobulin to Timor-Leste to help the island nation tackle a rabies outbreak. India also reaffirmed its role as a trusted and reliable health partner to the Global South. According to the World Health Organization, Timor-Leste reported its first human rabies case in March 2024. Following that, the WHO provided the country's Ministry of Health with 6,000 doses of rabies vaccine and 2,000 doses of immunoglobulin. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasada today held a bilateral meeting with Romania's Minister Oana Silvia Toiu in Bucharest. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said the discussions during the meeting focused on expanding trade, attracting investment and strengthening resilient supply chains within the broader India-EU economic framework. Both sides agreed to work towards the conclusion of a fair, balanced and mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement within this year. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light rainfall at isolated places of Delhi NCR today. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to remain in the very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 309 this morning. The weather agency has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.3% down in forenoon trade today. The Sensex dropped 287 points to 83,692, while the Nifty lost 100 points to 25,664 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.